Just as we approached the walls of the old fort, it began to be twilight, which has always been my favorite time of the day. Just that day, it's kind of in between daytime and nighttime. It's a little bit like when you're drifting to sleep and you're somewhere in between sleeping and being totally awake. Just a kind of a experience, I think, where you feel completely open and that most anything is possible, and that's really exactly how I felt. And I knew that when I called these pirates over the walls, it was going to be okay, because I was following the guidance of a superconscious being who had put a green rosary around my neck and showed me her nuns, and so I wasn't worried about anything. But apparently, Mrs. Jones was worried, although she didn't say anything at that time. She didn't mention that she would prefer not to call the pirates over the walls of the old fort. So I followed my guidance, and I lifted my hands up, and I looked up, and I said in this a spirit-invoking voice, the best one that I could come up with, "Pirates, come over the walls." And just as I did, she threw her hands up, Mrs. Jones did, and said, "No, no." And at the same time that this was happening, a killdee, which is a little bird we couldn't see down in the ditch beneath us, suddenly just shot straight up in front of us, screeching, apparently just consumed with the energy of these pirates coming across the walls of the fort. And it was almost like a force coming across those walls, and it didn't push us back, but I definitely could feel it. And even I had an inner vision of these beings scrambling across the top of the walls of that fort, and I didn't see if they had bandanas on or eye patches or anything like that, but clearly they were some kind of beings that had enough energy that we could feel them as they joined our group. And even though Mrs. Jones was saying no, no, that did not stop them. And so we turned at that moment under the guidance of the Virgin Mary to go home to St. George Street, where I live, and to begin the seance. And we walked across the street over to the Acapulco restaurant, and Mrs. Andrews and I went in to use the bathroom. And while we were in the bathroom, the pirates had a short interaction with Mrs. Jones, who had tried to bar them from our presence.